and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, January 29th, 2021. Today in the news, gold and silver prices are rallying Friday as safe haven demand surfaced amid increasing talk and stock market speculation, reports Kitco. Hedge fund managers that short sell stocks are spooked and could be buying gold and silver as a hedge against impending losses in their short stock trades. Gold bull's next upside target objective is $1,900 an ounce for gold. Well, Wednesday, in what must be some kind of bubble climax, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics, the price of a video game company purveyor GameStop traded as high as $370 and then up above $500. That's almost 80 times higher than the price was this time last year, and more than 26 times higher than it was at the start of the year. What played out in the stock market was a high-stakes poker game between those who were betting that GameStop shares would go down, mainly a couple of hedge funds, and those betting that they could force the share price up. Fake money has screwed up everything, says Bill, markets as well as politics. Well, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his predecessor Janet Yellen, now the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary, are both known for their dovish stances on inflation, reports CNN. And with the economy still struggling due to COVID-19, neither Powell nor Yellen seems overly worried about the unprecedented amount of stimulus and that it might spark inflation. But some economists worry Powell and Yellen are being too dismissive. The economy may not be able to remain in a scenario where inflation pressures simmer without boiling over. And lastly, the government's state employment report released this week shows job losses were largely related to state lockdowns, and jobs are rebounding rapidly in less restrictive states, reports Wall Street Journal. Liberals say there's a K-shaped recovery, with the wealthy doing well and low-income earners struggling. The more important economic disparity is between states governed by progressives and pragmatic conservatives, with the latter doing much better for the average worker. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.